John Bogle is widely regarded as one of the great financial thinkers of all time. Super investor Warren Buffett announced in March 2014 that his billions will be invested upon death almost entirely in a stock index fund, a simple, ultra-low-cost concept invented by Bogle and now used by tens of millions of American families. But while Vanguard, the firm Bogle founded in 1974, manages trillions of dollars today, he finds much fault with how our financial system operates.
There are some things that count that can't be counted, and some things that can be counted that don't count.
John Bogle quotes Albert Einstein at his office in Malvern, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia.
And the problem is we live, particularly in today's society, the so-called big data society, that everything comes down to numbers, it seems. And numbers are subject to manipulation, and numbers change people's motivations. You know, you tell a corporate executive what you want his earnings goal to be, and he will get there by hook or by crook. We deceive ourselves by believing that numbers have a sort of an independent validity from the rest of our lives. And you see it everywhere. You see it in all these instant startups and all that give you numbers in a moment, nanoseconds. It's a number society that is too dependent on the abstract of numbers and not dependent on enough of the human beings that finally are the key to any society's success and well-being.
So what are the consequences if we over-rely on numerical measurements?
Well, the problem with numerical measurements is, you know, what do they really mean? I mean, what is the goal? What is the goal of life? What is the goal of a corporation? What is the goal of our society? I don't know of any measures that we can do for that. Somebody had the idea that happiness should be, nations should be measured by their GDP happiness content. Well, that's sort of an interesting, vaguely interesting idea. But when you try and quantify happiness, I just say lots of luck to you. There are some things that are in the intellect, some things that are in the spirit, some things that are in the passion and energy of life that so vastly transcend numbers. And we place so much emphasis on the quantitative side of life that we almost, I don't know that we really ignore it, but we downplay it.
Jack Bogle, author of many business bestsellers, is a kind of philosopher of finance. For a business titan, his demeanor is notably modest and unpretentious. He believes we need to think more deeply about the role of money in our lives. A recent Gallup poll found that over half of American adults invest in the financial markets, mostly through mutual funds or individual stocks and bonds. This accounts for a huge swath of the nation's wealth, trillions of dollars. But he says the things of greatest value cannot be reduced to dollars and cents.
Character, integrity, the ability to honor one's fellow human beings, and the ability to understand that the end of the chain of business, and I'm sort of a businessman, not much in love with marketing and not much in love with big business at all, but I'm a businessman, and it ends up, what are you doing for other human beings? And I was lecturing up at Harvard Business School, and after the lecture was over, some students said, why would you have a chapter on human beings in a book about investing? And I said, don't you understand? That's who we're investing all this money for. The investment process is a means to an end, a means to a secure retirement, a means to, you know, the dignity of older age, a means to help you educate your children, a means to help you maybe own a little nicer home than you otherwise would have, and maybe a little nicer, better neighborhood with better schools. This is the object of investing. It's not numbers. Numbers should be a byproduct.
Were you sad at the very question from a Harvard business student as to why human beings should even be in the equation?
Not so much sad, but it gave me one of the great lines that I can use on all kinds of occasions, including this one. But I thought it was an astonishing question.
Jack, you've spent your whole professional life in the financial community, and you've met people who are consumed by the desire for vast wealth, people who seek to amass hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars, a level that's well beyond the reasonable needs of any family, even for generations to come. So I wonder how you understand the psychology of people who devote their life energies to the pursuit of so much money. What do you think drives that?
Well, there's the whole, I guess it's the, I was going to say for better or worse, I will say for worse, that's the American way. Go out there and compete. Do better. Do better than your colleagues. Used to be called keeping up with the Joneses. And now it's called seeing how far you can get ahead of the Joneses, although I think I just coined that expression.
Or leaving the Joneses in the dust behind you.
Yeah, leaving the Joneses in the dust. And I'm sure these high finance people would say where they belong. We have a misshapen financial system where the rewards are grotesquely disproportionate to the contribution to their society. So you could argue, and I think probably successfully argue, that much of what goes on, you could even say most of what goes on in finance, is a waste of the nation's resources. It is a value-consuming rather than value-adding business. And so you can ask yourself, and I do ask myself, particularly, and I read the article in the New York Times, there are apparently dozens of doctors who are making $3 million a year. That's chump change in finance. And at least the doctors, I don't know those doctors individually, and it does seem in the abstract high. When you look at the New York Times list of highly paid executives, I can't remember, the numbers are so vast. One of them made $250 million last year. I mean, that's for what? So it's very misshapen. It's drawing on society without creating value, indeed subtracting value.